Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
France, the biggest nation you heard there, threatened by jihadists, but certainly not the only one in Europe. Peter Feit joins us now, Dutch diplomat and former special representative for the European Union, who has watched jihadist tensions targeted at journalists and others transform the debate over religious and ethnic tolerance and pluralism across Europe. He joins us from his home in Sweden, a country that has opened its arms to Syrian refugees and is expected to welcome 95,000 new immigrants in 2015 alone. Peter Feit, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Remind us of how much this kind of tragedy that we're seeing unfolding in Paris has also been visited on other cities in Europe.
Well, a couple of thoughts here. First of all, of course, shock and horror at the attack and also increasing anger at what happened. It's an attack on the freedom of expression. Can we still poke fun at each other? Can we still poke fun at our political leaders? These are the questions one can ask oneself. Secondly, deep concern about the calm, professional way in which the attack has been carried out, yet very ruthless. So all these sophisticated type of weapons used give me deep concern about what's more being hidden in the communities. And third, if I may, a more broader political question. How will Islamic leaders react to this incident, to this attack? I'm thinking of the leaders of the Islamic communities in Europe, but also the leaders of Islamic states around the world. Will they condemn this, or will they stay rather mute because of the consideration that blasphemy may perhaps be a mitigating circumstance, not justifying, but nevertheless to be taken into account when violence by extremists occurs? So that's a question we will have to see.
Well, Peter Feit, let me just focus that. I mean, it seems to me that the perpetrators of this attack specifically want to make it very difficult for moderate Muslim leaders to say anything other than, we're very, very sorry, but Charlie Hebdo had it coming, which is a victory for them.
Yes, exactly. But this is now coming to the point for our long term thinking. If that is going to be the reaction from Muslim leaders, that would open the door and set a precedent in my perception. I think what we need to insist upon is that there is an absolute condemnation by Islamic leaders all over the world of what happened. There can be no justification for this type of violence. And blasphemy, it can be offensive, but in our societies, cartoonism, humor, satire are basic values and principles in our culture, in our society.
But people were executed for blasphemy in Europe in past centuries. It's a closer echo, perhaps, than we might think what Al-Qaeda is trying to accomplish here, or what these jihadist groups are trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, well, John, that was centuries ago. I think we have now turned the page, and I think we must stand up for our values. The problem we are facing in Europe at this moment is of a very important influx of additional immigrants, illegal immigrants, and the refugees coming out of North Africa and the Middle East, many of them who have been suffering from the violence in Syria. And there are two problems. One is that governments are struggling to absorb this caseload of people coming into our countries. And secondly, there's the integration or reintegration problem, and the problem of youngsters who turn violent and extremist. I would also submit that this tragic, violent incident will have further repercussions as far as the extreme right is concerned. In France, as you know, the populist National Front is likely to gain further support as a result of the indignation about this violent act. And we will also perhaps see in the short term some acts of backlash or retaliation against Islamic mosques.
And that's certainly not something that would be confined to France. People are on alert all over Europe for precisely those phenomena that you describe. Peter Feit, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Peter Feit, Dutch diplomat, former special representative for the European Union. He spoke to us from Sweden.